5:40. The question is severe paranoia gripping the Trump White House? After, well, let's take you back here on the drive home at 5. It was right after this program on Thursday. Mark Levin got into a tirade about what he said were orders coming from the Barack Obama administration to tap the phones of Donald Trump.
Where did the orders come from to intercept these phone calls, to record these phone calls? How many more phone calls involving Michael Flynn and other would-be administration officials were intercepted and recorded? Were the President of the United States, the now President of the United States, Donald Trump, were his phone calls intercepted and recorded?
And that set off a firestorm because the very next day Breitbart published that. Donald Trump apparently read it. Blew up at his staff in the afternoon meeting at the White House on Friday, flew off to Mar-a-Lago, and then, as you know, Saturday morning woke up at 6 a.m. and started a torrent of messages on his Twitter account, segueing in an attack on Arnold Schwarzenegger, and then back to the attack on the Barack Obama administration. Then by Sunday on Meet the Press, James Clap On, Clap Off, the former national security advisor, was asked about this.
The FBI, for instance, had a FISA court order of some sort for a surveillance. Would that be information you would know or not know?
Yes.
You would be told this.
I would know that.
If there was a FISA court order, yes, on something like this.
Something like this, absolutely.
And at this point, you can't confirm or deny whether that exists?
I can deny it.
And it has been denied by others since. Ellis Hennigan, writer of the Trump's America column for Metro New York, on the line. And I see in your column here today, yeah, you are very jaded and skeptical of the president's claims, aren't you?
I love the image, Curtis, of Barack Obama crawling around on his hands and knees on 56th Street with a...
77 WABC. Traffic and transit.
Well, just got some good news at the Outer Bridge. It's still going to be a bad ride, but at least it's open. And this report is service of the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Yeah, big jams going to Staten Island at the Outer Bridge. Police work, though, got wrapped up faster than planned. The delays, they stretch all the way back to Woodbridge, though, as you come in on 440 and on 287 all the way back toward the Jersey Turnpike. This is bumper-to-bumper traffic to the Outer Bridge, but again, all lanes are open now. Gothel's Bridge is open, too, but it is going to be slow on the way to Jersey from an earlier stall. Staten Island Expressway has got delays from Tone Hill Road getting over to the Gothels Bridge. The delays on the Belt have yet to thin themselves away. Still sluggish off the Verrazano Bridge to Sheepshead Bay from an earlier wreck. And it looks like the Lincoln Tunnel better than the Holland Tunnel out of town. Lincoln Tunnel, a little bit better than normal for this time of the afternoon on your way into New York. And this report is service of the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Bill Evans weather forecast. For tonight, cloudy, rain possible in a low 40. It'll be cloudy tomorrow, but tomorrow's high is going up to 60. And the next traffic report in about 10 minutes. And just getting this in, actually, before we stop this, just got a note. Apparently, there's some type of switch problems at Penn Station. This is going to impact Long Island Railroad trains into and out of Penn Station. Have an update on the next report that comes up in about 10 minutes on 77 WABC.